we've tried to do the right thing.
Right here, you've named six or seven things that we certainly need to be thankful for. I'm going to say still go with the water, starting right off the top, because I don't think people realized back then when y'all took the bull by the horns. If we would have got any lower on water, and this is truly, I think when everybody was praying, and I still believe that prayer worked. Nobody gets as much rain as we had in 2 days. That was like unheard.
That was straight from the Creator.
It was. I believe that 100%. But if we wouldn't have, you have people like Goodfellow Closing because they say, you know, the water situation. I guess the mandate. I think Darby was talking about that a little bit.
Yes.
You know what that would have done to our economy? You know what that would have done here in San Angelo? Ethicon. I mean, it wasn't just the water alone. The people that start leaving. You know, I actually had two houses we listed because people said, you know what, we're worried about the water.
Well,
and that's how big it is.
So I've always heard, pray to the Lord, but row away from the rocks.
Yeah, that's true. That's so, so true. And it is true. And I think stuff like this is the cool thing I'm talking about on Easter, because we have a lot of blessings here.
Yes, we do.
And, you know, the people we get to be around, you know, I was told this, you know, if you go to work every day and it's fun, it's not work. You know, I'm blessed with that because I love what I do. I love being around you, being around some good people that in a great community. So it makes it fun. What do you see on the horizon? Some blessings, maybe some boring. We need to keep our prayer hat on.
We don't need to quit.
No, sir.
We need to keep praying because we still need divine guidance, and we've got a community that realizes that. So, but we've got a lot of good things on the horizon. You know, San Angelo is a diverse community, and we're not very strong anywhere. Our salaries are not real high, but yet we are not a city that is destroyed when a single industry bottoms up, like some of our cities around us, because we have the diversity of our education. We've got the university here that is ought to be ranked number one in the world, if not two or three like it is. We've got our hospital system here with our Shannon and our community. And we've got our military. And we've got Ethicon. And we've got all of the ranching and the farming, the agriculture. We are a diverse community, and we don't depend on one area of economics to keep us afloat. So we may not be as wealthy as some of our other communities, but we're consistent, and that's always been the story of San Angelo, and I think it always will be. But we need to work on our strengths. We need to promote our strengths, and the weaknesses that we have, we need to take a look at them and improve them.
Well, and you know, sometimes I think some of our strengths or some of our weaknesses are the same.
They are.
You know, and you know, we have a ranch in Sonora. We still live there. My dad stays most of the time. And I remember when Interstate I-10 went through. It was good and bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get a lot of different traffic that you may not want off Interstate 10. You also had a lot more business. Same thing. So we don't have interstate. So I think, you know, I think somebody said we were the biggest city in Texas that didn't have an interstate through.
Maybe the nation.
So that, yeah, maybe. We're right there, though. But, you know, that's good and bad, too. You know, we got our water situation. But, you know, and I kind of have to tell people, we went up so much in our real estate values. You know, y'all just went up like 4% or 5%. I said we're kind of like that turtle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just keep going along and going along. If you don't know that turtles, those turtles live for a long, long time.
Yes, they can.
But I also said, you know what, folks, when y'all collapsed, guess what? We went down 2%. Y'all went down 42%.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all are dying if we're having foreclosures. We're scratching our head going, well, I guess we'll see what happens tomorrow.
Pull a belt up another notch.
That's all that happens.
Keep left. Keep left.
There's a lot of blessings there, too. That's why I said we have the good and the bad.
And, you know, the legislature needs to put some caps on these real estate prices. We have reduced taxes in the city of San Angelo 10 cents in the last 6 years. But when the state demanding that these prices, these appraisal values go up, All of the reductions we have made get lost. We need a cap on real estate appraisal values from the state so that real estate doesn't go up as much in the appraised value. That's one of my pet peeves there, Scott.
I don't think you're gonna get that done though, Kyle.
It's not us,
no.
Too much politics.
In fact, I had Terry Kevin with the appraisal district in here, and you have some education. She's always said at 65 your taxes freeze. She said no, but they do freeze your value of your house, but not your taxes. So your taxes can still change. So I didn't know that. But that, to me, that's the only froze situation we have, which I think is fair.
Well, yes, yeah. When people have no way to make money, then they're living on what they've got. We've got to realize that.
And that's the people you want to help.
Yes.
You know, and if you're listening to me, I don't apologize, but you see the guys on the side of the road saying, you know, give me some help. And I'm thinking, well, when you go by in every restaurant in this town, if you look right down, we're talking about keeping help like y'all probably do too. Talking to a lot of my friends in the restaurant business, they're dying for help right now.
Every one of them.
I mean, they're saying, Scott, we can't keep help. You know, I went out to Mathisfield Airport for Chinese food out there. The little lady out there
is
always
best,
sweet.
Isn't it?
It is, and reasonably priced. And she said, Scott, she goes, we just can't keep, you know, we're short on staff. I'm sorry it took so long. We're just behind.
And, don't eat that mustard, though, Scott.
I did.
Let me tell you that. I made that mustard. I ate it once. Like, took my head off. I took another bite just to be sure.
I did.
Don't eat the mustard.
We were standing right by the window there, or sitting by the window. I took a bite. Claire's with me. And I guess in my whole face, the people outside the window were laughing.
Oh, they were laughing.
I'm sure I was dying.
They were laughing at me. But that's the hottest stuff I've ever put in my head.
It is. And that may not be one of our blessings that we were talking about today.
Well, you got to do it in moderation.
You do. Everything in moderation. What do you see in the future? What do you see in our future?
I see a bright future for San Angelo. I'm proud of our staff. I'm proud of our city council. I'm proud of our citizens. We're very conservative in nature. I think we'll continue to be conservative. I think we're, as a rule, I think we're still a God-fearing city, and I think this is very important for us. I think we need to remember who we are. I think we need to remember where we came from, and we need to keep a real close eye on where we're going.
And folks, just a little trivia. You can go back, and in fact, you got a comment last night from I think one of the better builders in San Angelo too, who I hope is listening to us right now. And but he made a comment. He listens to our show and was talking of yours. And if you don't know about the history of San Angelo, I think that's how ironic where we came from.
We've got to remember that.
Yeah, you can go to sallison.com, and you can go to the history of San Angelo with Mayor Morrison, and he tells a story. And it took our whole program, so we can't do it now. But it took our whole program. It's a fascinating fact. I've heard it several times. I'd like to hear it again. It's worth listening to.
I've given that story at a lot of different occasions, and I'll give it to anybody that'll ask for it, because it's about a 20-minute presentation, but it just kind of encapsulates what we are and who we are.
And it does. It's a great story. Folks, most importantly, again, Mayor, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Scott. I
hope your
the
Easter is a blessed one and a great one.
Looking forward
folks,
to it.
Folks, I hope all y'all have a happy, happy Easter, and I hope the rest of the year goes the way you want it to, and everything is wonderful. Have a great day.
Goodbye, sir.